Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war. With the cross of Jesus going on before, Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Forward into battle, see his banner go.
Good morning, all my pure-blooded Israelite brothers and sisters out there. I hope I'm on the air. It doesn't show it on Eurofolk Radio, but I hope that I'm doing all right. It shows. It's come up. All right. I want to give a special thank you to Shar out there, who got me into a program to get rid of all the adware and all kinds of absolute crud on my computer after the show yesterday that was causing these audio problems. At least I hope we've got everything straightened out this morning. We wrapped up chapter 4, even though I had to redo it. And I made clear who the seed line of Cain was. And this morning we're going to hit chapter 5. And this is going to be the seed line of the Adam. And these are going to be your ancestors. Not all of them stayed true. And they were weeded out over a period of time. And I see Israelite One is on. How's the audio, brother? It takes about a minute for the thing to get around to the people out there. It says I am on. That is excellent. And if I could get an audio check, see if my problems are solved. Give me a text there if you would. But anyway, we're going to get into chapter 5 here of Genesis. This is a long list, and I want you to specifically notice in the seed line of Adam in chapter 5 that Cain, the son of the Nakash enchanter, is not listed. And thank you for the audio check, and thank you, Char. I see that you are on. Yahweh bless you, my dear. And Cain is conspicuously absent because Adam had found out at that time that he was not the father. Eve, or Chawa was her Hebrew name, was already pregnant when they left the Garden of Eden. So listen to verse 1 of chapter 5, and this tells you who we are. We are. We as an Israelite people of the seed of Adam. This is the scroll, number 5612, of the genealogy, 8435, of the Adam. In the day that created Elohim, the race of Adam, in the likeness, 1823 in your Hebrew, of Elohim, made he him. That be us. We are made in the likeness of Elohim. We have a divine spark that was given to us and none other. Male, verse 2, male, 21:45, and female, 5:3-4:7, he created, and blessed them, and called their name Adam in the day they were created. And lived Adam 132 years and begat in his own likeness. In 1823, same as in the likeness of Elohim, he's passing this bloodline, this genealogy, on down the line to the seeds of Adam. And it shows clearly in the New Testament when it takes Yeshua, Messiah's genealogy, all the way back to Adam, so he is made in that image. And he was blessed with that divine spark, and indwelling was the Holy Spirit in that man body that Yahweh occupied to give a one-time redemption for the former sins of Israel and the future sins of those that would call on him and repent and change their lifestyle to match the scriptures. So this is the foundation. This tells us who and what we truly are. And begat in his own likeness, after his image, bada bing, bada boom, on down the line, and called his name Sheth. Because they don't list Hebel, because he was murdered by Cain, who was half-brother to Hebel, and not a son of Adam, so he isn't listed. And were the days of Adam, after he begot Sheth, 800 years, and he begot sons and daughters. Sheth wasn't the owner, but that he's the firstborn. So they list him, and that is the Hebrew style. The firstborn son has the birthright, and all the way down from Adam, they're going to list firstborn sons. They're very, very important. And were all the days of Adam that he lived 930 years, and he died. And lived Sheth 105 years and begat Enosh, E-N-O-S-H, number 583. And lived Sheth, after he begat Enosh, 807 years and begat sons and daughters. And were all the days of Sheth 912 years, and he died. And lived Enosh 90 years, and begat Canaan, prolific in the old age. Oh, I needed a drink of water so bad. Lived Enosh after he begat Canaan, that's Q-E-Y-N-A-N, different spelling than Canaan, that fathered the Canaanites. That's a completely different spelling, so it sounds similar and sounds the same, but it's not. You have to be, you can tell there's a lot of repetition of names in Scripture. And you tell who they're talking about by their father's name, which they give. There are a number of Yehoshaphats. Okay? Which Yehoshaphat are you talking about? Well, you look up the father's name. Yehoshaphat, son of so-and-so. That's that Yehoshaphat. You have to separate them. And lived Enosh, after he begat Canaan, 815 years, and begat sons and daughters. They were all begotten a lot back that day. There was no TV, and, you know, you gotta have some kind of hobby. And were all the days of Enosh 905 years, and he died. And lived Canaan 70 years, and begat Mahalalel. That's M-A-H-A-L-A-L the tiny little E, the sound, L. Mahalalel. Boy. And lived Canaan after he begat Mahalalel 840 years and begat sons and daughters. And were all the days of Canaan 910 years, and he died. And lived Mahalalel 65 years and begat Jared. Now they have that as Jared with a J in the King James, but it's not. It's Jared with a Y. Number 3382. And lived Mahalalel after he begat Jared 830 years, and of course begat sons and daughters. And were all the days of Mahalalel 895 years, and he died. And lived Jared 162 years, pardon me, and begot Chanuk, number 2585. And lived Jared after he begat Chanuk 800 years, and begat sons and daughters. And were all the days of Jared 962 years, and he died. And this is a name that you will recognize here. And lived Chanuk 65 years and begat Methuselah, excuse me. Old Methuselah that they were talking about. Methuselah, number 4968. 4968. And walked Chanuk with Elohim after he begot Methuselah 300 years and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Chanuk were 365 years, and walked Chanuk with Elohim, and he was not. Number 369, was not, because took him. Number 3947, Elohim. This Chanuk, is Enoch, of the book of Enoch. And there's all kinds of history in the book of Enoch, including the schematic, including the explanation for the solar calendar that we use. And Char's got the whole solar calendar thing up, and she can give the link to it. This comes straight from Chanuk. This is the original calendar. And the Jews and the Christians that follow the Jews after that have changed it. The Jewish calendar that the rabbis use today is not right, and they will admit that it's not right. The solar calendar is the original calendar, and that is the calendar that should be followed. Now, you can have all the debates you want about it, but there it is. That's what I'm saying. If you disagree, that's fine. Do what you want to do. And lived Methuselah 187 years and begot Lamech. Almost the same name as the one of the seed of Cain. They named their sons and daughters the same. You have several of these people with the same name. You have to pay attention to the father to find out which one they're talking about. And lived Methuselah after he begot Lamech 782 years, and of course he begat sons and daughters. And were all the days of Methuselah 969 years, and he died. And lived Lamech 182 years, and begat a son. And he called his name Noach, not Noah, Noach, with the German Ach on the back of it. Number 5146. saying, "This shall comfort us." That's number 5162. Yenachemenu. That's why he called him Noach. Yenachemenu. That's comfort. He's a comfort. That's what Noach's names mean. A comfort. This shall comfort us from our work, number 4639, and toil, number 6093, of our hands from the soil that has been cursed by Yahweh. Remember? He told Adam when he sinned along with Chawa that he's going to have to work for a living. No more free walking through the garden picking stuff off and eating it and having a good old time. You're going to have to earn your bread by the sweat of your brow. Well, there's a reiteration of this by Lamech calling his son Noach. Pardon me. And lived Lamech, after he begat Noach, 595 years, and begat sons and daughters. And were all the days of Lamech 777 years, and he died. And here we go, verse 32. And was Noach 500 years old, randy old man, and begat Noach Shem, number 8035, Cham, not Ham, C-H-A-M, the kh sound. Shem, Cham, and Yepheth, not Jepheth with a J, Y-E-P-H-E-T-H, number 3315. So you can see where chapter 5 is leading to. Takes you all the way up to Noach. You got all the seed line there, lacking Cain, because he is not Adamic. Now we go. I need another shot of water here. I keep a big jug. Oh man. What a blessing. Now we go into chapter 6. This is very complicated. You're going to want to take notes on this because there's a lot of ultra important stuff in 6. Chapter 6, verse 1. And it was when the Adams began to increase upon the face of the soil, the land, the actual physical soil, this is 127. Adama, that daughters were born to them, Adamic females, that saw, number 7200, now I have inserted in italics the fallen. The sons of the Elohim, the mighty ones that were created by Yahweh, but they rebelled. They were the ones that fell down, were cast out. That's why I stuck fallen in there, because it's proper. Then saw the fallen sons of the Elohim that the daughters of the Adams were pleasing, number 2896, and they took of them women from any that they chose. These were fallen messengers of Yahweh that were cast out in the rebellion, and they had physical bodies at that point. And they polluted the holy seed line of Adam. Because remember, the devil cannot create. He can only pervert the creation of Yahweh. He cannot hurt Yahweh directly. He's not as mighty as he thinks he is. But he can hurt his children. Because we are less than the angels. And said Yahweh, will not abide, 5769, my spirit, 7307, in the atoms always, 5769, for also they are flesh, and shall be their days 120 years. There is the establishment there of a time period for life in us. We're not going to be living 1,000 years. He's cut us short. It says strive with in the King James, and it's a glaring error. Another horrible mistranslation. The word is abide, 5769. He's not gonna have the complete Holy Spirit in us. So the Holy Spirit was in us back then, the Spirit of life. And it began to be diluted, and he cut us off at 120 years. How many people live to 120 today? That's because of sin, folks. Sin. Sin shortens your life. The Judeo-Christian pastors don't want to talk about that. That's not good for the collection plate in their business that they call a church. Don't want to talk too much about sin. Oh, you'll mention it once in a while just to give yourself a little bit of veracity. But it's not good for business, you know. Same way any other businessman that's selling a product doesn't want to talk about inflation and why the price goes up. Well, the price is going way up right now, folks. And these Judeo-Christian liars are not going to be able to pay it. Here we are. Important passage, verse 4, chapter 6. The Nephilim, number 5303, which stems from 5307, Nephal, to fall. The fallen ones, that's what this means, the Nephilim, the fallen ones, were in the land in those days and also afterwards, so that went in unto, that means going into, unto going into their tent and having them sexually, so that went into the fallen sons of the Elohim to the daughters of the Adams, and they bear children by them. This is in the time of Noah, remember? And these were the mighty men. Mighty men is one word, number 1368, that were of old, number 5769, men of fame. But the word they use for fame, it's 8034. In context, it'll work, but it means name. Men of name, they had a big name because they were great, big, huge creatures. The women died in childbirth. They didn't have more than one child by the woman. It killed them. It's just how it is. And they were huge, man. They were 10, 12, 15 feet tall. Og, king of Bashan, was a descendant of that. The Rephaims. The spiritually dead ones. They were the giants. That's why they called them giants. Because they were. They were genetically different than us. But they bred with an Adamic female, and the child was so huge that birthing it killed the woman. And they were living in the Tarim Basin where the flood's going to be. Okay? And they were doing genetic experimentation and modifying. And a lot of the atoms were going along with them because these were mighty ones like the Nakash in the Garden of Eden that seduced Eve. Well, they were seducing the Adams around them and ruling over them and giving them all kinds of evil ideas. Verse 5, here it is. And saw Yahweh that was abundant. Number 7227, the evil. 7451, of the atoms in the land. And all forms, 3336, of their contrivances, 4284, of their minds, 3820, were only evil, number 7535, only evil all the day long. They were working in these labs doing all this stuff and changing and perverting Yahweh's creations that he had placed upon the planet. And this angered Yahweh greatly. You'll see that in verse 7. Verse 6. And sorry, 5162. Was Yahweh that he had made the atoms on the land, and it pained 6087 him in his heart, 3820. And said Yahweh, this is one word, I will destroy, number 4229, the atoms that I have created from upon the face of the soil, both atoms and beasts and the creeping things and the birds of the sky, for sorry am I that I made them. Now, why would he want to destroy all this other stuff? Is a bird going to sin? And the creeping things and the beasts, two-legged and four-legged? They didn't sin. They were just beasts and birds. Unless they were the beasts and birds that had been genetically modified and experimented on by these Nephilim. And Yahshua Messiah said, it will be as in the days of Noah. All this perversion from those days is out here today, active. Promoted by the seed of the devil Nakash that has wormed its way through all the Canaanites and the Edomites. And that seed line that has enmity with the seed line of Adam, as you heard the other day, earlier in Genesis, there will be enmity between us and them. This is what they're doing again. Their modus operandi does not change. They took this country that Adamic men founded and they perverted it. They perverted the laws here. They perverted the sexual mores. They get into our school systems and pervert our school systems. They get into the college and they pervert the teaching of the college. They get into the seminary schools and they pervert the teachings of the seminary schools. It will be as in the day of Noah. And it is. Repent, O Israel, and turn back to Yahweh. Chapter 6, verse 8. But Noah found, number 4672, grace. What Eli and I do a show about the other night? Grace. In the Old Testament, right there in Genesis 25:80, in the sight of Yahweh. That word is ken, number 2580. Grace, the same grace that Eli and I did on Bloodlines the other night. Here's the story of the ark. This is, verse 9, this is the family lineage, the Toledoth of Noach. Noach was a man, an Ish, because that's gender specific. Doesn't mean he was a non-Adamite. It's just gender specific. Because it goes as a directive and a descriptive for the next word. Noach was a man of righteousness. 6662. That's Sadiq. Undefiled. In other words, pure. Number 8549. In his generations, his genealogy, his seed line was unmixed. It had not been perverted by the Nephilim. And the Elohim walked with Noach. He was with him. He counseled him. He spoke to him through his Holy Spirit. Just like he did with Enoch. And begot Noach three sons. Shem, our ancestor. Number 8035. We are the Shemitic people of the earth, not Semites, Shemites, S-H-E-M. Well, you're anti-Semitic. What's Semitic? You perverted the word. You're following the works of the Father, the devil, and perverting Yahweh's creation. The word is Shem, not Sem. Jews. Come, not Ham. Come, C-H-A-M. With the German, like the Ach, well, it's Ham. 2526. And Yefet, 3315. Was corrupted. 7843. The land before Elohim. And filled was the land with violence. 2555. Hamas. I think there's an Arab organization called Hamas. Isn't that right? Funny how things come around. What goes around comes around. My. And looked Elohim at the land, and behold, had corrupted all flesh. His way, 1870, upon the land. Everything had been perverted in that particular land. And that geographical area that Noach lived in, the Nephilim had just done what they are doing today. But this is worldwide today. So Yahweh's wrath is going to come on the whole planet this time. And said Elohim to Noah, the ending, 7093, of all flesh is come before me. For filled is the land with violence before me, and behold, I will destroy, 7843, them and the land. Verse 14, make you an ark, 8392. Of wood, 6086, of gopher. Doesn't mean a little critter that burrows, not a gopher. It's gopher. 1613. Chambers you shall make in the ark, and coat it, 3724, coat it, smear it inside and outside. Coat it inside and outside with pitch. 3724. And this is how you shall make it. Now, I'm going to give you dimensions, and I want you to do the math. A cubit is 18 inches, more or less. Length of a man's forearm, that's how they got it. Extend your hand out from fingertip to the elbow, and it was usually done, the cubit was done when they started having kings, the length of the king's forearm. But they didn't have kings at this point. And this is how you shall make it. 300 cubits. Now that's 300 times 18 inches, that's a foot and a half. That's 450 feet. 300 cubits, the length of the ark. 50 cubits, the width. And 30 cubits, the height. All of these, the 50 and the 30 are times 18 inches. A window you shall make in the ark, and in a cubit you will finish it above, 18 inches above the ark. And the door of the ark in the side, you will put and lower, second, and third decks you shall make. And behold, I shall bring a deluge of water upon the land. 776, not the earth, the land. Eretz, the local known land of habitation. Not Tebel, the entire global planet. The land. The land where he was living in this great big basin, the Tarim Basin, because archaeological records show that's where it occurred. It was not worldwide. To destroy, 7843, all flesh that has the breath of life from under the sky, and all that is in the land, 776, Eretz again, shall die, 1478. Everything on the planet didn't die. All the people on the planet didn't die. There are records from the Chinese and the Indians and other stuff of this flood in this basin. All these other people survived. They were not affected because the Nephilim were living in this place, and they were doing all this perversion, and all the animals and birds were all modified, and Yahweh was going to wipe them out. And he didn't get all of them. They were living underground elsewhere as well, but he killed all the ones that were doing this stuff. I will establish my covenant with you. The Noahide covenant is what they call it. It's Noahide covenant. Another covenant. And a covenant with Adam. First covenant. This is the second covenant with Noah. And you shall come into the ark, you and your sons and your wife and the wives of your sons with you. And all living of all flesh, not worldwide, in that area. They were going to have to replenish that area with pure flesh, stuff that hadn't been tampered with. Two of all you shall bring into the ark to keep alive, one word, 2421, with you. Male and female they shall be, because they're going to have to replenish the land after he wiped out all the genetically modified garbage that was living there. Of birds after their species, and a beast after their species. Oh my, that sounds like the first part of Genesis. Species after their species. No mixed species, no genetically modified species. Pure blood, species after species. No mixing. And of all that creeps on the soil after their species. There it is again. My, my, my. How consistent can you get? That's Yahweh for you. Two of all shall come to you to keep alive. And you shall take of all food that is eaten and gather it to you, and it shall be to you and to them food. Number 400. And did Noah all that commanded him Elohim. So he did. So we're going to stop here in chapter 6. And I'll pick up on chapter 7 called the deluge. It's not the flood. It's a deluge. That's a different word. I'll get into that tomorrow. But we are seeing here what we're seeing today. We're in the days of Noah again today. And the children of these Nephilim and the children of the Nahash and those of cursed seed line that were cursed by Yahweh, Canaan, because he was a child of incest, and his seed line, the Canaanites, they were cursed. The children of Lot, by his two daughters of incest, Ammon and Moab. Yahweh doesn't like children of incest. He's going to cut them off from any birthright. They're just not going to have anything going for them. And they hated pure blood Israel because they were not cursed. And they were deadly enemies, even though they were genetically kinsmen. In a way, they were cursed seed line because they were excluded from the line because of the nature of their birth, of the people that were going to be Israel. Because Moab and Ammon preceded Israel. Israel wasn't in existence yet. So we see the work today of the children of the devil, because they've all mixed together. And There will be enmity between thy seed and the seed of the woman, which signifies Israel. And we see the enmity today between the seed line of the serpent seed, the Nakash, the enchanter, the seed of Cain, the seed of Canaan, the Edomite, satanic children of the devil, the Talmudic rabbis of the Jew. They are not the chosen people if they think they are. They are chosen. As Yahweh chose in that chapter 6, He chose all that seed for destruction, and He has chosen that seed for destruction again. And all the minions that are of Adam that have assisted these satanic creatures will be counted among the goats. They are not the sheep. They do not hear the word of Yeshua Messiah. They do not love Him. They do not love their own race. They are evil, and they shall be stamped out. Amen and amen. I may live to see this because things are snowballing so fast. We see it every day with this latest perversion with the bathrooms. And this thing on the internet about Michelle Obama being a transvestite. I can't prove that, so I can't quote it as fact. And you can't believe everything you see on the internet, but you can believe some of it, and there's a lot more truth. And they water down the truth with lies so they make people distrust what they see. And the only place I've found to be really solid is Eurofolk Radio. Because we've got all these pastors on here that are nailing it to the wall. They're not fooling around with it. They're telling it like it is. And praise Yahweh for them. Now I walk down the streets of my city and I see these abominations walking down the road. Freaks! Unnatural. Against the law of nature. And they are truly, truly destined for destruction. I see the situation over in England and in South Africa with my Israelite brothers and sisters being flooded over by this flood of unholy mixed-breed mamzers that want to pervert the laws, the English common law. They want to do away with that because it follows biblical principles. They hate Yahweh, they hate Yeshua Messiah, and they hate the chosen people. The true Israelites, the Adamic seed, the white Western European people and their descendants here in the United States and all over the world, South Africa, all the Israelite nations, as the sands of the sea. I'm out of time, folks, and I'm going to have to say Shalom Aleichem, and may Yahweh bless all of you. This is Pastor Steve. I'll see you again tomorrow morning with Chapter 7.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe.